But the majority of Jews lived in small villages. And it's hard for us to imagine how Jewish life could be preserved that way, but it was. In fact, there were a sizable number of Jews who lived in communities that never ever had a minyan, and who would turn into a larger community a number of times a year in order to have a minyan. And yet these Jews retained their Judaism externally and internally, a situation which to us would be unimaginable today. If you had a Jew stuck in a little town in Wisconsin or Indiana, and he was the only Jew in town, or there were three Jews in town, it would not be long, one generation perhaps, and the family would be completely assimilated, or they would move. But you have many, many instances of families that lived for hundreds of years in small villages, on farms, and retained themselves in every way as Jewish. Part of it may have been the reluctance of their Polish neighbors to accept them. That undoubtedly played a role, but the tenacity of the Jews played a greater role. They just refused to become assimilated. They refused. They were not at all jealous of their Polish neighbors. Usually their Polish neighbors were illiterate. Illiteracy among the Jews in Eastern Europe was almost unknown. Polish neighbor stood a good chance of being alcoholic. Alcoholism among Jews was almost unknown in Eastern Europe, unlike, unfortunately, the situation today in the United States, where we are almost at the same norms as the rest of the general population. The Polish neighbors were violent, they were wife beaters, etc., etc. On the whole, those things didn't exist in the Jewish community. And Jewish life was therefore much more tranquil, sanitary. It had an aura to it. So he was not jealous of his Polish neighbor. I mean, what did he have? And the Polish neighbor was poor, was as poor as the Jew, which helped. Because then there was no reason at all to be jealous of it. Whereas we will see with the coming of the modern era in Western Europe, that was not true. The non-Jew in Western Europe already had a culture. He already had climbed out of the darkness of the Middle Ages. You're talking about the beginnings of a mercantile society and an industrial society. The Jew, when he looked around, saw that he had someone to be jealous of. And if he had someone to be jealous of, then we understand the drive to assimilation. In Eastern Europe, that didn't exist. And the Jews, as I mentioned to you before, did not integrate themselves into the country whatsoever. They did not speak the language of the country. Just unbelievable. But you had the Jews in Poland were 10 to 12% of the population. Yet then, well, it's like today, you know, bilingual in the United States. But it's a different type. It's hard to imagine 10 to 12% of the population not speaking the language of the country, not being interested in speaking the language of the country. Just completely a separate people within the environs of Polish life. Yiddish started in about the Yiddish language started in about the year 1100, and it started in Germany. And by the time the Jews came to Poland in numbers in 1300 and 1400, Yiddish had become the spoken language of Ashkenazic Jewry. When they came to Poland, so they added good Polish words to it, like szmaty and other, you know, they added what? Yeah, but all the Polish maids, that's the one word they know is szmaty. And other Polish.